We're learning now the laws of Zimun. The laws of Zimun mandate that if we have three people that sat together and they ate bread, which mandates them to make Birkat HaMazon, so then the halakha says is that they must make an introductory invitation to each other before they make the Birkat HaMazon. And the custom is that one of the three says to the other two, Habdam v'nevrich, let's make Birkat HaMazon and Malka'a l'Akadisha. And then they say Birshut Malka'a l'Akadisha, and then they say Nevarech she'achalnu mishelo, and they respond Baruch she'achalnu mishelo uftubo hayinu, and then the leader of the Zimun repeats Baruch she'achalnu mishelo uftubo hayinu. The question that we discussed today is let's say you have three people that are making a Zimun, and somebody now comes in and sits with them, although he did not eat, but he's sitting there at the time of the Zimun. Now he cannot answer Baruch she'achalnu because he did not eat. That would be sheker. So what is he supposed to answer to the Zimun? So Shulchan Aruch comes along and says that he answers Boshet lo Bet Vav Shin Taf Lamed Vav. That's the way you remember what I'm about to say. When they say Nevarech she'achalnu mishelo, instead of saying Baruch she'achalnu mishelo v'tubo hayinu, he says Baruch umborach shemo tamid le'olam va'ed Boshet lo. And if there was 10 people, so he would say Baruch Eloheinu umborach shemo tamid le'olam va'ed. Again, this is talking about where he did not eat. But let's say he did not eat bread with them, but he participated in other foods. What other foods would allow him to answer to the Zimun? So Hacham Ovadia holds, Alav Shalom, that even if he just had water, even if he just had a cup of soda, or even if he had a glass of coffee, or a cup of tea, or certainly a juice, but that's certainly, I'm saying even water and things like that, even though normally we say if a person had a cup of water, he cannot make a Zimun, which means he cannot be considered the third person to make the Zimun, because water is not considered significant. However, if there's a Zimun without him, and he's the fourth person, let's say, to say Baruch She'achalnu, it'll allow him to say that. Wow. So again, there's a difference between making a Zimun, then already the halakha writes, if he drank water, or he drank seltzer, club soda, or things like that, coffee and tea, that's considered water. Even a soft drink, that's considered water. Mm. So you cannot use him as the Zimun, meaning if you have two people that ate bread and him, he doesn't count. Minimally, the halakha writes, he has to have a kezayit of either perot, preferably kezayit of mezonot, optimally a kezayit of hamotzi. Minimally, even if he had a cup of juice, natural fruit juice, or a cup of grape juice, or wine, of revi'it, you can count them as the third one in the zimun. The hadush that we're saying today is that once there's an existing zimun, and now he wants to just answer, even if he had the minimal item, like a cup of water, he's allowed to say Baruch She'achalnu, because for that, it's considered that he ate.
Wow.